good practice today. We went out there and just went through some different situations with our guys, first and second down, third down, red zone, kind of a recap of all week. So good preparation. Our guys, every day they came in really focused and went good. It went good.
What was Cecil able to do today?
Well, he went out there and they ran him a little bit and to get a feel where it was at. And then they just came to me and brought it to my attention and said, you know, we're going to hold him out right now.
Has Scott given you any indication that before, are you going to test it out Sunday morning? Or?
Well, no, I think we'll find out. I'm going to go in there now and see. And, you know, we'll see what we're dealing with. But, you know, I think the young guys, the good news is Allen Robinson took a few more reps than he usually does and yesterday and handled it really well and came out today and felt really good. So they got some reps. So
no roster move then, even if
– Well, we'll take a look at that. If they're, you know, we haven't, Dave and I haven't talked about that, but if that should come up, you know, we'll see how it goes today. And if we have to, we'll take a look at that.
How tough is it on Allen since he hasn't played and just started practicing to give him too much?
Well, I think that's, we got to be aware of that. And, you know, that's why we kind of push it to see where he was at. And, you know, but fortunately we got guys like Mike Brown, you know, that have played multiple positions and can play multiple positions. Allen Hurns plays multiple positions. So I think we'll have some, regardless, let's hope that everything works out. But regardless, I think we're going to have some talent out there. They're talented group. It's just the inexperience, but they're talented.
This, you said yesterday it doesn't feel like the same thing that he went through at the beginning of training camp. Is you still feel that way?
Yeah, well, I didn't talk to him after, you know, he did a little bit of running today. That's what he told me yesterday, that he didn't feel it where it strained or anything like that. So it was just some tightness in there. And I don't know if he came back today and then just felt some more. That tightness was still there. So as precautionary, we said, well, let's just hold off. Another day will be good.
Does Cam Bradfield still start at right tackle?
Yeah.
Okay, what is he? Not a great game the other night. Has he practiced okay this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, being at right tackle now, I think that's, you know, a comfort level for him. But, yeah, he showed us that he has the ability to do it, you know, last year. So I think we're going into it with real good confidence with him.
What's your big concern about somebody like Shorts who's got that little bit of an injury history? And it always involves, you know, things that, like, groin and hamstring,
right,
things that you just never quite go away sometimes.
Well, I think that, you know, we've done a good job. I think, like, you know, we've added nutritionists and the hydration, the things that we're doing. We just got to – we go back and kind of look at everybody and make sure they're utilizing those things. And, you know, there's some growth that takes place there. I'm not saying Cecil did or didn't, but those are things we got to analyze and see if there's something that's under our control we can help them with. But, you know, I don't want to jump too far ahead of ourselves and say that it's a strained hamstring or he's out for 2 weeks because, you know, it's just brought to my attention he had some tightness. So until we get all the facts, we'll decide.
So many people focus on Philly's offense, but what concerns you defensively?
Well, they've got, you know, very athletic guys. Cole on the perimeter is very athletic and very disruptive. They play really hard. And I think they have a mindset of, you know, try to get their offense as many opportunities as they can. And therefore, you have a very aggressive defense. And there's going to be some plays where they try to, you know, a lot of pressures and different dogs and things like that to try to apply pressure to try to create a big play for them. With that, there's opportunities, you know. So, you know, it's just, you know, they try to be very disruptive.
Who's first up on punt returns?
We're going to talk about that. It'll probably be Mike Brown.
Okay. Why? Over Will?
Yeah.
Any reason?
No, I just think that, you know, that's the way Mel and I have discussed it. Now, we'll finalize that today after seeing what he saw today.
Mark said he's had a good camp, obviously pretty good preseason.
Yeah.
You raise your expectations for him?
Well, I think for him, he's felt like he's in the best shape. He's practiced hard. He's, you know, I think the guys, I know the guys hold him in high regard. So I think for him, he feels like everything's coming together for him to have his best, you know, foot forward when he goes in the game. So we'll see. You know, I think, you know, everything's going. The arrow's definitely up for him as far as how he feels about going into it.